So back to Moses and the children of Israel in the wilderness. God has given specific instructions over the last several days about different things that must be culturally relevant to them, laws that they must obey, customs that they must adopt, and then he begins to have them prepare a tent. The tent that God will dwell in, their tabernacle. God will dwell among them there, he says. And so they sort of get a list together of all that they're going to need, and they call out into the congregation, the assembly of Israel, and say, this is what we're going to need. The beautiful thing is that the people's hearts were moved, and they brought what they had. And they brought what they had to the point that it was more than enough. In fact, it was so much more that they had to stop people's giving. They had to basically just announce, look, we've got more than enough here. We don't need you to bring any more. We don't need any more gold or silver or bronze or wood or fine linen or yarn. We don't need any more. I actually love that portion of scripture, because it shows a people together on the same page, not really hoarding anything, but giving out of their hearts joy and movement to God. They were compelled because of their love of what was happening among them. And I love that. I often think as I travel, because last year, those of you who are here last year know that my travels took me, not by design, just because. It just happened so often that I found myself in so many grand cathedrals, whether that be St. Peter's Cathedral in London or St. Matthew's in Washington, D.C., or whether that be Santuario de Chimayo near Santa Fe, an old, old mission, far predating the United States. I've been in grand churches and modern churches and old churches and not so modern churches all over the world. And I think to myself, and I don't think just as a church building, I'm just using this as an example, the resources that are available in the kingdom. I mean, I know that churches are stewarded by different groups of people, different denominations. But I think of the resources that everyone who claims Christ in the world has. And it is enough to change everything. It is enough to more than end poverty. It is enough to persuade justice. It is enough to do mercy. It is enough to feed the hungry. If God's people would get on the same page all at the same time for a few days, there is nothing that could not be done. I even think of here in the United States, how we use the welfare system to feed our poor and to care for our needy. And that is fine. That is beautiful. That is a beautiful testimony of our generosity as a people. That's great. But that's the church's job. That's our job, not be done. So I think of the resource in the body of Christ. And I think it is all here. All the tools in the world are here. I'm not claiming to know everything about everything, but everything that I can think of that we long to see, everything that I can think of that would bring the kingdom is at our disposal. We just get lost in our own little lives. We get segmented and divided in our own little theological arguments. We get separated by culture, and we get corralled by custom and law. But it's all here. And I pray, dear God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I hope that that's your prayer as well. And that is the prayer of the wind farm and I am eager for us to begin praying, and I long for the day when that prayer does not stop, and people lay down their lives as the children of Israel here did, not as the supreme sacrifice that it is, because it is, but in pure joy, the joy of salvation, the joy of giving ourselves to something worthwhile, the joy of living a life of weightiness, of living a life that matters, of leaving a trail of good behind us, of being the first drop in a pond that ripples out and out and out. Because we hoarded nothing. We considered nothing too important to give. That's not about money. That's about our whole lives. It's about everything that we are. That's about shifting our paradigm completely and realizing that everything that we have is a gift. Every breath is a gift. Every dollar is a gift. Every euro is a gift. Every peso, every rial, every rupee is a gift from God that we are to steward. The children of Israel at this point in their existence gave out of need and out of abundance in joy to their king.